Okay, so we are continuing Parak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. We were on it the whole last week, and I think we're going to wrap it up tonight. Okay? So the last part of the Mishnah, we spoke about Ezra Chacham, Ezra Gibor, Asher. The last one is Ezra Mechubad. Who is truly Mechubad? Who is someone who truly has and deserves honor? Is a mechabedes abriyos, somebody who gives honor to the briyos, to other people. Shneimar ki mechabdai, ki mechabdai achabed. I give kavod to those who give me kavod. Uvoizai yekalu, and those who disgrace me will become disgraced. So, what is the pshat in this? What does that mean? That the person who truly deserves honor is one who gives honor to the brios. Okay, also, why does it say brios? Why doesn't it say to anashim, to people? It's like a weird language to say you give honor to the creations. I mean, it's like we're getting poetic over here. What do we say? So, Chaim Volozhiner says like this. He says, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about the following. It says that I'm giving kavod to others, because that's my way of giving kavod to Hashem. Because every person was created by Hashem. That's what we're focusing on, the brios. Okay? Everyone was created in the image of God. Everyone was a tzelem Elokim. And Hashem took the effort, so to speak, and to create each person. Each person has a chelik of Hashem in him. And therefore, when I see a human being, I see a portion of Hashem. When I see a human being, I see somebody that deserves honor. Okay, and I see that the person truly deserves to get the honor that he has, because that's my way of honoring Hashem. And he says, when both sides are drunk, when two people respect each other, each side is looking to give honor back to the other side. You take this, you take that, you take this, you take that. So Mameila, he says, if you're giving honor to other people because you see in them giving honor to Hashem, so Hashem says, okay, then you're looking out for my kavod. If you're looking out for my kavod, I have to look out for your kavod. And then Hashem says, I'll make sure people honor you. So that's pshat. It's a great pshat. See, that's pshat in Ezehu HaMechubad, who is someone who truly gets honor, is HaMechabed Esabriyo, someone that shows honor to others. Because by showing honor to other people, then you're showing honor to Hashem, and Hashem now has to show honor back to you. By the way, this is a vart. This vart is a similar concept to this vart is in the Chasam Sofer. I heard this Chasam Sofer last year, originally, from the first time I heard this vart was last year in Safra Synagogue from Rabbi Eli Mansour. So he said over this Chatam Sofer. Chatam Sofer says the following. So the Chasam Sofer says that. Who has a bigger schut in Akedat Yitzchak? Yitzchak or Yaakov or Avraham? So he says that, I'm saying the wrong shot. There's nothing to do with what I want to say.
But that's a good one, what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a good word. So, okay, fine. Hashem put it in my mouth. So you got to follow Hashem's, Hashem put it in my mouth. I got to say it. Can't stop in the middle of the Chatam Sofer. So he says, who has a bigger schut in the Kedas Yitzchak? I'm going to get to my point later. Who has the bigger schut in the Kedas Yitzchak? Yitzchak or Avram Avinu? So he says, Avram Avinu heard it directly from Hashem. Yitzchak heard it from Avram. So he says, Avram is begeder, tersh baal peh, tersh biktav. He saw it in Hashem. But Yitzchak is begeder, tersh baal peh. He didn't hear it from Hashem. He's trusting Avram that he heard it from Hashem. So that's like Torah Shabbat Peh. It's like you have to believe Emunas Chachamim, you have to believe Chazal. So therefore, Yitzchak was Moser Nafshoi, he was willing to give up his life for the Torah Shabbat Peh, for the Mesorah, for the Bita Emunas Chachamim, for believing in Chazal. So therefore, that's a bigger schos. To give up your life for believing in Hashem is one thing, but to give up your life for Emunas Chachamim, for the Chazal, that's another level. Okay, now by the way, some want to say that that's pshat in in this that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. That's what I was really going to get to. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos. It's very hard for us. Well, why shouldn't we blow shofar on Shabbos? Because there's one wacko guy that's going to carry a shofar when there's no Erev. So for that guy, okay, well, it's fine. Let him carry. And so all the Klal Yisrael can't use the... We need the schut of the shofar, okay? Especially this year. Right? We need the schut of the shofar. Now, we're not going to do it because maybe there's some guy out there that's going to carry the shofar and he's going to ruin it for everybody. It's absurd. It's crazy. So the answer is, yeah, but the Chazal said, so it's Mesiras Nefesh for us. So we're being Moser Nefesh to believe that in Chazal, that's more important that we should protect and make sure that one person doesn't keep Shabbos, doesn't Mechal Shabbos, for all of Klal Yisrael to lose their Zchut in the Shofar. So we're being Moser Nefesh for the Zchus of Emunas Chachamim. So therefore...
The Rabbanan here is superseding the Raita.
Yeah. So therefore...
With respect to the Rabbanan.
Yeah, so therefore... We are actually getting the schut of the Akedas Yitzchak, just like the shofar gives us the schut of the Akedas Yitzchak. So here, in this case, we're getting that schut by listening to Chazal and not doing the shofar, because we're showing the same thing Yitzchak showed, that we're willing to be Moser Nefesh and not do it for the kavod, for the what Chazal said. Okay, that's the Chatam Sofer Pshat. But the my other favorite sefer is the Meshech Chochma, is Rameir Simcha Mitzvinsk. So he says a different pshat in this. Okay, and this is really more connected to the Mishnah, but I just got to the Chatam Sofer. Yeah. The Meir Simcha says, the unbelievable pshat, he says that the schus of the shofar is that we showing so much kavod to Hashem. We're saying, Hashem, you know what? It's worth it for us to give up the shofar to protect your Shabbos. Hashem, the Shabbos. And we don't want the Chas V'Shalom, there should be one Yid out there that carries the shofar when there's no Erev. And the Chas V'Shalom will create a Chil Shabbos. And therefore, we're willing to give up on our shofar in order to protect your Shabbos. So Hashem says back, oh, you're willing. You're willing to give up, what you have for me. So Hashem says, so then we have... If you're searching and trying to protect my kavod, then I have to search and to protect your kavod. And therefore, the way that it works is that we have the schus of the shofar because we have the schus that in the schus of not doing the shofar, Hashem is now going to look for ways to protect our kavod the same way that we went in and protected His kavod in not blowing the shofar. That's what Meshech Chochma says. What's it called? Okay, so I think that's what he says. Yeah, and that's the same thing as the Akedas Yitzchak. So at any rate, the point is, it's a very similar concept to this. That Ezu HaMechubot HaMechabedes HaBrios is that Hashem says, if you will show honor to my Brios, to people I created, then you're showing honor to me. If you're showing honor to me, I will give you back honor. Now, what's the end of the what pasuk does the Mishnah bring to prove the point? The Mishnah brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki mechabdai echabed, ubozai yekalu." Right, mechabdai echabed means I will give kavod to those that give me kavod. Ubozai, those that give me bizayon, those that disgrace me. Yekalu, they will get disgraced as well. Why is that part of the pasuk mentioned in the Mishnah? We don't have to bring that part of the pasuk. That's not the point. The point of the pasuk is the first part. Ki mechabdai achabed, period. Why do you have to say ubozai yekalu? Why do you have to bring the flip side of the pasuk? So Chaim Halashon says that someone may read this Mishnah and then say to himself, okay, look, Hashem, I got it. You're right. If I don't worry about my kavod, and all I worry about is the other person's kavod, and I shower him with kavod, 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 and I show by doing that, that really, in reality, I care about the other person's kavod, right? So, you'll give me back, that you'll honor me, right? So, okay, I get that. You say to Hashem, I get that, but, you know what, I just want to take the easy route, and I'll just worry about my own kavod myself. Don't worry, Hashem, you're off the hook. You're off the hook. I'll take care of my own kavod. You know, so, you know, I don't have to go this backwards way to get covered. Really, I don't care about my covered. Really, I am just going to care about the other person's covered. But since I care about the other person's covered, Hashem's going to give me back covered. You know what? I'll just get my covered. I'll just worry about it myself. And I'll just make sure I honor myself. So he says, no, that won't work. If you disgrace me by disgracing other people who are tzel melokim, then you'll end up going down. So in fact, it's not optional. The only way to get covered is by not worrying about your own covered. The only way to get covered is, in fact, by giving covered to other people, giving covered to the people that Hashem created, and then Hashem will shower you with covered. That's the way it works. Okay? It's Geshmak Upshat. Now, Now, all the way over at the end over here, he says another thing. That I don't know why he like throws it in at the end, another whole pshat in the first thing that it says, oh, hey, Ezewash slichot started for us, and now I'm catching up on the yawning. Here. So he says the first part of the Mishnah that it says hasameh Ezewash shir hasameh bechelko. Right, so he says a new pshat here at the end of the whole thing. You know, it's like 10-15 pages just on this Mishnah we've been learning the whole week. So he says here at the end, he says there's a pasuk in Hosea. It's a pasuk in Hosea. The pasuk says, "Ziru lachem litzdaka." You should seed, put seeds down in the form of tzedaka. You cut through, and then you'll cut and reap the harvest l'fi chesed, according to the chesed that you accomplished. So ziru lachem letzdaka v'kitzru lefi chesed. So he said what that means is ki tzdaka in schar rak b'olam haba. V'schar b'olam hazeh hu lefi hanas ha'ani. So he says that the way you can measure how much reward you're going to get in the next world is how many seeds did you put down. That means how much did you help the ani? How much did you help the poor person? And he says that the reason that it's referred to as zera, as a seed, because when you put the seed in the ground, what happens? After you put it in the ground, it gets covered over by dirt and you don't see it anymore. So one may think to themselves that they wasted their money. They wasted their seed. And the answer is, you have patience. When you have patience, it grows. So he says the same thing with tzedakah. Person may think, what am I doing, giving away my money, throwing out my money, this, that. It's a waste of it. It's a waste. So he says, no, money is like planting a seed. You don't see the peros immediately. You don't see the peros immediately from your tzedakah. But the more you put seeds, the more you will eventually reap it eventually. And it's not wasting. As a matter of fact, not just it's not wasting, it's the best possible use of your money. Right? If you keep on... Yeah, because if you keep your seeds and you don't want to waste them. So first of all, you could say, well, putting it in the ground is wasting it. Okay, it's not. It's going to grow. But more than you say, you know what? I don't want to waste them. I'm just going to eat them. I'll just eat it. So I'm not wasting. You're also wasting because you could be doing so much more. You're going to eat the little kernel. You know that kernel could give you 20 kernels later if you just plant it and do the right thing. So the money that you have, not only is it not wasted, but fakir, that's gufa going to bring the greatest possible, like you said, in a return on your investment is by planting it for tzedakah, and then you'll reap the benefit back. So he says, that's what it means. Ezo Asher Sameach Bechalko, he's Sameach with the chelek that he invested. What's really his, the his chelek. Why? Because his chelek is the chelek that he gave away to tzedakah. And that's the chelek that no one can take away from him. The rest of your money, the rest of people, anyone's money, we don't know if it's going to last. But whatever money a person gave away to tzedakah, you planted it in the ground. That's it. It's going to grow. No one can, the bandit can't come in and take away your warehouse of stuff. It's already planted. Right? So therefore, he says that's another pshat in asamech b'chelko, be samech with your chelek. Your chelek is the chelek that you gave away, like that famous story that the king came one time to he had an advisor I think I've said it before. He came to the advisor. He had an advisor, and the rumors were spreading about this advisor that, you know, he was stealing money and this and that. So the king called in the advisor and said, I need to get a full accounting of your money. So he told him the advisor, and the advisor gave him an accounting, and the guy says, okay, now let me see your bank. And he calls in the bank, and the guy has 9 or 10 times more in the bank than he said that he had. So he says, you see, everyone's right. I mean, he's a thief. Look, good. He says, what's your shot? You asked for an accounting. You gave me only 10% of your accounting, and the rest is, what's going on here? So he says, you asked me for the money that I have. He says, the money I have is the money I gave away to Tzedakah. That's, I gave you a full accounting of all the money over the years I gave away to Tzedakah, about 10% of my money. The rest, it's in the bank. I may not have it tomorrow. I didn't even bother counting that. That's not really mine. So that's the same thing. That's what he's saying. The chiluk that we have is the chiluk that we know we have. You, nobody can take that away from us. Whatever mitzvahs, whatever we did with that money, that's ours. We were koneh that money. So we should be sameach b'chelko of that, because that's really ours. And that's what the pasuk means. A great pshat in the pasuk. Ziru lachem letzedaka v'kitzru lefi chesed. You could reap the harvest on that money. Okay. Next, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem Mishnah Beis. On to the next Mishnah.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everyone. Shkach.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks, Shkach. Great.